Good morning, everybody. Shalom Aleichem. And yesterday, Sedra, in Parshas Bo, there's a Seif HaChumash that's called Kedushas Levi by the Tzaddik Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva. He lived a long time ago, in the 1700s. He was a mechutn of the Baal HaTanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So most of the Sefer is all pure Hasidus, real Hasidus, Kabbalah and Hasidus, which is above most of the people's heads. And yesterday said he has a halacha comment. In the end of the Sefer, he has the Torah and Gemaris also. So he has a very interesting comment. And yesterday said the Pasuk says that the Bnei Yisrael were instructed to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and Erev Pesach to ask for matanis from the Egyptians before they leave. So the Pasuk says, Bnei Yisrael also kidvar Moshe. They followed the instructions of Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Pasuk says that they were instructed to bring the Korban Pesach. So it says they followed the instructions. Bnei Yisrael also kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. So the Kedushas Levi raises a question, why is there a shinui lashon? Why is it that with respect to Korban Pesach it says kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe? With respect to knocking on the next door neighbor's doors to take Bizas Mitzrayim, that's what it's called, Bizas Mitzrayim, the Losh Mitzvah doesn't appear, it says Kidvar Moshe, Bnei Yisrael also Kidvar Moshe. So he answers that this Rashi in his commentary Achumash is usually quoting from the Gemaras, from the Tanoim, from the Amaroim, from the Midrashim. So Rashi on the opening pasuk in Parshas Tzav quotes from the Sifra, from the Torah's Kahanim, Ein Loshen Tzav, the Loshen Zeruz Miyad Uladurus. The word mitzvah is a technical term that means something that's binding throughout all the future generations. You know, the Rambam wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs to try to figure out which are the 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us at the end of Makkos that there are 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara never tells us which are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs and he gives his opinion. He wasn't the first and he wasn't the last. The Bahag, Sefer HaLochas Gedolos, was written in the days of the Gaonim. We're not sure exactly who wrote it, but we know it was written during the period of the Gaonim. And the Sefer HaLochas Gedolos is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. He lists off all the 613 mitzvahs. Sefer Yireim is written by Talmud of the Rabbeinu Talmud, Blazani Mitz, also a Sefer HaMitzvahs. And after the days of the Rambam, the Sefer Chinuch and the Ramban, others, there are different opinions. Which are the 613? The Vilna Gaon had a completely different opinion. The whole different system in Gansan. But the Rambam has a famous Sefer HaMitzvahs, which was written as an introduction to the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam Sefer HaLochim. So the Rambam, in the first half of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he gives you 14 klolim, 14 guiding principles to determine whether any given mitzvah belongs in the Sefer HaMitzvahs or not. So one of the principles that he lays down is you only include in the Sefer HaMitzvahs a mitzvah that's binding throughout all the future generations. The mitzvah to knock on the next door neighbor's doors on Erev Pesach, to ask for matanis, doesn't apply to Zman HaZeh. And even if a person will volunteer on his own, and the next door neighbor, the non-Jewish next door neighbor, will give him a matanis, the Kavod Pesach, he has not fulfilled any mitzvah. There was a Hayrah Shah once in the history of the world to knock on the next door neighbor's doors in Mitzrayim and to ask for matanis at Bizas Mitzrayim. So the Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva explains the term mitzvah only applies if it's binding l'dur. So the Korban Pesach is a mitzvah that's binding l'dur. Pesach Mitzrayim had a lot of details that were not l'dur. A lot of details that are Hayrah Shah. It says, I have to read it, Masnechem Chagurim, Alechem Baglechem Akelchem, Beyetchem Achaltem Osa Bechipozim, they had to eat it quickly, they had to have their shoes on, they should be all ready to leave. That doesn't apply, Bizman HaZeh, L'doris, there is no such din. Ayetz Yishmin Pesach Besad Boiker, that you're not allowed to leave the house until the morning, that was a Hayrah Shah, that was once in the history of the world, by Pesach Mitzrayim, it doesn't apply in the later generations. So there were a lot of details in the Pesach Mitzrayim that didn't apply. The Doris, the Mishnah lists off in Pesach, the Mishnah lists off details that are only Lishoah in Pesach Mitzrayim, and the Tosefta lists off more details from the Chumash that were only Harasha. But in principle, the idea of the Korban Pesach and how the Korban Pesach, there was no Mizbeach, so there was no Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. The Zrikas Adam was Al Shtei HaMezuzos V'Al HaMashkei. And they ate the chalef. There was no mizbech to burn the chalef, so they ate the chalef. It was kodesh matan Torah, so they were obligated to eat the chalef, not to leave anything out. So the details of Hakrovas Korban Pesach Mitzrayim were not exactly identical with the details of Korban Pesach, but in principle, there is a mitzvah of Korban Pesach that's noig l'doiris. So that's why by the Korban Pesach it says, "Bnei Yisrael lo su kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe." The Chumash can use the technical term of mitzvah, but by the mitzvah of Bizas Mitzrayim to ask for matonis before they leave, that was once in the history of the world. And that doesn't apply to those. And that's why the Chumash cannot use that expression. So when I was a Talmud in this yeshiva in high school, I had a Rebbe, Rabbi Hanach Fishman, before your time. Rabbi Heshi Fishman, his son, was in your time. Also not. His son passed away young. His son was a classmate of mine. So my Rebbe pointed out that in the Haftorah of Parsha Zohar, we read about Mechias HaMolech in the days of Shaul HaMelech. And Shmuel HaNovi told Shaul HaMelech, "You are the king, and when the Jewish people have a king, they have an obligation to wipe out HaMolech." So he didn't wipe out the whole nation of HaMolech. He left the animals alive. He didn't kill the animals, and he didn't kill Agag, Melech HaMolech. And then when Hashem appears to Shmuel HaNovi and he goes and he tells Shmuel HaNovi, go tell Shaul HaMelech that he's going to lose the kingdom because the one mitzvah that he was given as the king, he violated. David HaMelech violated other things, but he didn't violate things in Hilchus Malchus. He didn't violate the laws of the Melech. Maybe one day he spoke Lashon Hara. He had something to do with Bathsheba. There was some scandal over there, but it had nothing to do with the Malchus. But here, Shaul HaMelech lost his kingdom because he violated the Hilchus Malachim. So the kingdom was taken away. So finally, when Shmuel HaNavi confronts Shaul HaMelech and Shaul admits that he did wrong, he says, "I did wrong. Avarti espi Hashem v'espicha. I violated the tzivoy of Hashem and I violated your tzivoy." What does that mean? So my Rebbe explained that Avarti espi Hashem, the din l'doiris of Mechias HaMolech is to kill the people. The din of killing the behemoths, that was only Hayra Shah in the days of Shaul HaMelech. Most of the Rishayim assume that the din of Mechias HaMolech L'doiris doesn't apply to the animals, only to the people. But at that time, there was a Hayra Shah. So that's why, just like the Pasuk says, when they saw Allah Kidvar Moshe, it means that they observed the Tzivu, the Hayra Shah that Moshe Rabbeinu told them. So when Shaul HaMelech admits to Shmuel HaNavi, he says, "Vidui," he violated both the Din L'doiris and L'hayru Hashoah. So he says, "Havarti es Dvar Hashem." He violated the mitzvah L'doiris of not killing all the people from Amalek. And "Havarti es Picha," he violated the Hayru Hashoah, the Dvar, Oivra Divrei Navi. It's only if you violate the Hayru Hashoah of a Navi. The Ben Chaschinach has his famous kasha that many commentaries talk about. Moshe Rabbeinu was a prophet, and we have a din. So whoever violates any avera, whoever violates anything in the chumash, should be chay misa b'day shamayim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was a navi. So if a person talks lashon hara, it's chay misa b'day shamayim. If a person wakes up late one day and he didn't say kriyas shma bizmano, that's a din deraisa. So it's chay misa b'day shamayim. How can it be? The Gemara quotes a very short list of people who are chay misa b'day shamayim. Very short list, less than 15, maybe it's less than 10. A very short list. I think it's a little more than 10 people. But so the Menchas Chinuch has, whoever violates anything that Moshe Rabbeinu told us, is Chai Misi B'Dei Shemayim. So the standard answer today is what Rav Soloveitchik said about 80 years ago. He suggested, Oy Ba'al Divrei Navi, Chai Misi B'Dei Shemayim means if you violate a Hayra Shah, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu told him is a Hayra Shah, not to leave over the month till tomorrow morning, that was a Hayra Shah. Or to knock on the next door neighbor's doors and never pay so to ask for matanas, that's a Hayra Shah. So whoever would violate that would tak bichai misa b'day shamayim. But whoever would violate Lashon Hara, that's a din l'doris. That's not called oivad divrei navi. True, Moshe Rabbeinu was a navi, but that he didn't say b'toris nevuah. Nevuah by definition means a Hayra Shah. Have a good week.